You are listening to a summary of the evolving terrorist threat, implications for global security, a video by Michael G. Vickers.
The George W. Bush administration set lofty goals after September 11, 2001, Iraq would become a thriving democracy, and the United States and its allies would end jihadi terrorism. Alas, the next 16 years proved that dreams of Middle Eastern peace and democracy were far-fetched. The Middle East will never be tranquil, former U.S. defense official Michael G. Vickers flatly says in this lecture, and the subsequent interview with RAND Corporation Senior Vice President Andrew Hone. The best hope is to contain the terror threat to allow the region to stabilize. But even that reduced goal will require constant vigilance, Vickers posits. Get Abstract recommends this speech to policymakers and global investors seeking insight into the chaos in the Middle East.
The war on terror, which began in 2001, has shown dramatic turns of fortune. The momentum shifted notably as Al-Qaeda, the US and ISIS have experimented with various strategies. Al-Qaeda won round one of the war, a five-year period. The terrorist group completed the devastating September 11, 2001, attacks, revealing weaknesses in the previous US strategies of containment and one-time strikes. After executing the strikes on US soil, Al-Qaeda absorbed the U.S. counterattack and continued to innovate. The U.S. response was ambitious. The George W. Bush administration aimed to turn Iraq into a model democracy. However, a dearth of troops and intel weakened the campaign. By 2008, the United States had seized momentum. Continued force against Al-Qaeda bore fruit as the United States began to score victories that included killing many Al-Qaeda leaders. By 2010, Al-Qaeda was just 10% of its former strength. In 2011, U.S. troops killed Osama bin Laden, which helped make that year the high-water mark of U.S. counterterrorism efforts. Thus, round two of the global war on terror went to the United States and its allies. Yet in a sobering lesson, decimating Al-Qaeda didn't end global jihad. The Arab Spring broadened Al-Qaeda's battlefield. In recent years, insurgencies have gained strength and moved into new areas, including Africa, the Indian subcontinent, and Yemen. An Islamic State replaced Al-Qaeda as leader of global jihad. ISIS has innovated the use of social media to spread its message and recruit. Round three went to ISIS and Al-Qaeda affiliates. Now that ISIS is on the run, round four could go to the United States. But the victory won't end jihadist terrorism. The United States must keep applying relentless pressure via repeated strikes. Though the United States has struggled to transform successful operations into enduring gain, few alternatives exist for containing terrorism so the Middle East can stabilize. Complicating matters, the United States faces strategic challenges from China and Russia while pursuing the long-term goal of a stable Middle East.